the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show spotting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words
and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance,
the boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And two can sound better than one toucan can. Flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on a lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words
and the flowers croon
in the tiki 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 room.
Our magnificent production is yet to come. Shows from the guitar and beating drum. We've been a hit and we know you adore us. So come on and join us in a...
Okay. Hi, I am Dawn Reese. This is called Hollywood Connection, Dawn Reese special, called Tiki Talk with women of Clearwater, St. Petersburg, Largo, all from all over. And we have a VIP guest in the house, Steve, that is amazing. And we're going to find out what he does. Steve Rodman is here. Did you bring your guitar?
I did not, but I brought a couple of my CDs.
Wonderful.
Play some music for you.
We're going to play some music. So Cassie is here. Cassie Jenkins, how are you?
Hi, good.
So who are you bringing to the Tiki Hour? Show.
I'm bringing Cynthia Lucas from North to South Band, but she's lost her way. But
she'll
she's
be
on
along.
Way.
But
she's
what a
on
voice.
Just follow the Yellow Brick Road. You'll be here. Past the train tracks.
What a voice that girl.
Yeah. So, and then we have Chrissy Boyles is here.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, Chrissy is here with Tiki Talk. And then we have Carrie, and she's going to talk about what she does. Say hi, everybody. Carrie.
Hello.
Carrie K.
Hello,
gonna
be everybody.
Fourth blonde. How does Carrie spell her name?
C-A-R-R-I-E.
Okay. Not Carrie Underwood.
Thank
Carrie
you.
Underwood.
And also we have Devin here, and she's saying, hi, everybody, turn to the camera and wave. So she supports our show as well. So anyway, so are you going to start first? Should we go right to Steve
no,
and some
we'll go
music?
Around the table. Chrissy, is this your guest?
This is one of my guests,
okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
Steve is here from Illinois, and... the music is just phenomenal.
Bless you.
Phenomenal. He's got a few things that he wants to tell you about. He's putting together some bands down here.
He's looking to get a band as well. So if you play guitar, what are you looking for, Steve, before we go into all your music?
Well, I have bands. I have a band that I hope to get down here at some point, kind of working on that. But in the time being, I'm looking for musicians.
Okay.
I'm interviewing musicians. First off, right off the bat, I'm looking for a great guitarist, acoustic
okay.
and electric, and that's really important. He can sing, that'd be wonderful. If not, or he or she,
right.
that would be good. By the way, I came so close to wearing a dress. I really messed up.
Well, tell us about the music that we're going to hear. We'll kick off with the show with your music.
So my latest album is with my band, Rodman Rail. I drove trains for 31 years, and
wow.
I wanted to relate that somehow. So Railroad, RR. My last name's Rodman Rail, and so that's the band name. And the name of the album title cut is Edge of Town. It gets a lot of play online around the world.
Right.
And yeah, so we'll kick off with that, if that's okay.
And so everybody can go to Steve Rodman on YouTube and check you out up there.
Correct.
And you've opened for some pretty amazing people, I heard.
Well, I'm very fortunate, and I've had some just great shows around the country. John Denver and Dan Fogelberg are my heroes, along with a lot of other, you know, famous musicians. But I am a bona fide John Denver, Dan Fogelberg tribute artist.
Wow!
And travel around the country doing that. I have played in Aspen and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful. Lot going to happen in the future too. We got a lot of things.
So
planned.
From Chicago, you came over to Clearwater, and you're here now living.
Well, Danville, Illinois, which is about 130 miles straight south, right on the Indiana Illinois line. Danville, home of Dick and Jerry Van Dyke and Gene Hackman, Bobby Shore, and you know the whole.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You're talking about the Hoosiers that they made there.
Yeah. So we met at one of our association meetings.
Yeah.
I know. From Mike, he's one of our association meetings, and he said, we've got a celebrity in the area. I said, oh, cool. So then
celebrity.
I said, Chrissy, call, because she loves rock and roll and music as well, and hooked up. So let's go to that music. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll be right back with our other guest as well. Enjoy.
I've been driving on the edge of town. City streets are fading fast on. Driving on the edge of town. Street lights been my friend. Green lights taking me away from you. I'm driving on the edge of town. Can see fast approaching different scenery. Driving on the edge of town.
One song, and so they can all see this up on YouTube, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So
Steve Rodman, yeah.
So what's another song that we have to play?
This is a earlier version recording, I should say, but as being a John Denver tribute artist, I'd like to let you hear one of our earlier versions of Rocky Mountain High. So.
Love it. Oh, my God.
Oh,
love it. Love it.
Wow.
Love it. We'll be right back. Enjoy Tiki Talk with the ladies here. We'll be right back.
Rocky Mountain High.
You got it. Oh, you sound just fine.
Coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he was born again. might say he found a key to every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away. On the road, hanging by a song. But the string's already broken, and he doesn't really care. Keeps changing fast, but it don't last for long. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Shadows from a starlight, a soft little lullaby. Rocky Mountain High. Silver clouds below, saw everything as far as you can see. And they say that he got crazy once, and he tried to touch the sun, and he lost a friend but kept the memories. Now he walks in quiet solitude, the forest and the stream, seeking grace in every step he takes. His side is turned try and understand the serenity of a clear blue mountain lake. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, well, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. Talk to God and listen to the casual reply. Rocky Mountain High. A simple thing cannot comprehend. What I tried to tear the mountains down to bring in a couple more, more people, more stars upon the land. And the Colorado Rocky Mountain High, well, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. You know he'd be a poorer man if he never saw an Mountain High, and the Colorado Rocky Mountain High. Well, I've seen it rain and fire in the sky. My friends around the campfire, everybody's high. Rocky Mountain High.
Tribute. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Steve Rodman is in the house with us. Check him out up on YouTube as well. He's putting a band together locally in Clearwater. He's from Illinois. And we're so glad to have you here. And I'm so glad for Mike that introduced us to each other. It's amazing. And now you got Chrissy, Rock and Roll Chrissy, to get you out there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to actually Sunday to see Gatorfoot.
Okay.
At the Riverside Cafe in Nobleton.
Oh, nice.
Great food, going for lunch with friends, you know.
Nice.
I'll put out some videos, I guarantee.
Yes, you can follow Chrissy on Instagram.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram, I think it's Nani something. Chris KMI.
I gave her my fan. If you wonder what that noise is, it's my fan. Where's that noise coming from that's in the station?
That fan has nothing to do with me, right?
No, this was $9 at Walmart. Isn't that worth it? And
they
charge it for 9 hours.
Get one.
Heck yeah. It's in the clearance section. Hurry up.
How did Chrissy meet? How did
these two?
Steve?
Yeah.
Dawn called me the other day, and she goes, Chrissy, you got to call this guy.
Yeah.
So I called him up, and we were on the phone for an hour, hour and a half. We were on the phone a long time.
Yeah, Chrissy knows so many people here in the industry that can help you as well. Now, you just met the Jolly Wood brothers, actually, and Jim Fitzpatrick.
We met one of them.
Did you get their card?
Well, he got mine.
Good.
We hit it off very well. So,
good.
Yeah,
well, Dawn
I'm
is teaching
forward.
Over there also.
Oh,
she's doing acting classes and that. And teaching some of the girls, you know,
etiquette, modeling.
Etiquette, this and the other, if they want to sign up, because great classes, smart woman.
And they're looking for music for their music for their movies as well.
For original music, and that's what he does.
I'll make them proud. I'll work hard to make them proud.
See, that was meant to be here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. What brought me down here had nothing to do with music, but it was a have to thing. And of course, music just it just comes to me, and I go to it, and so things are happening.
Me too.
And I'm excited about it.
And you've been on radio stations all over the world.
Yeah, back home I'm on the radio quite often, and TV shows. We do TV shows. We do.
And he forgets his guitar, right?
Oh man!
No, he does. He doesn't forget. He does that on purpose. So.
Well, you know, you sound like you could have a show here.
I'm up for that.
we were talking about that.
Yeah, you can have your own hour show here.
Carrie
hear
has
that,
a
Lola?
Really good voice.
Yeah. So, Carrie, we're going to go over to Carrie before Cassie's guest gets over here.
Okay.
And so, Carrie, tell us now, you are one of our title holders for reporters. Tell us, everybody, your title and what you're doing here at Tiki Talk.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, Dawn, for inviting me.
Microphone.
And Chrissy.
Yeah, you need a microphone.
Okay. Thank you for inviting me, Dawn and Chris.
We're
and
glad
Chrissy,
to have you.
And
yeah.
I'm so glad to be back on Hollywood Connections.
Hollywood Connections. Oh, no, there goes the camera.
Sorry about that. That was the vlog. Hi, so my
this
tripod.
This is the fun of the show. Okay?
It really
you
is
never
a good time
happen.
On the show.
Nothing is planned.
Everything is like spontaneous. So, but I'm Carrie K. Davis, and I got crowned last year, so I got my crown tonight.
Yay! How pretty!
So I got crowned last year to be the health and wellness reporter for Hollywood Connections,
right?
In corporate of
Hollywood Connections.
Yeah. Hollywood Connections.
But
yeah.
Guess
Dawn
what?
Reese,
guess
yeah.
what? Can we have a drum roll, Tommy? Because she is such an inspiration, and she's come a long way in a year, and she's accomplished so much. We're giving her the lifetime. You can play the congratulations song as well. The lifetime award for Miss Florida.
Oh.
Right, to say health and beauty, so she doesn't have to get another title.
Hey, nice job.
Let's play the congratulations song. Congratulations, this song is for you, Carrie.
Oh,
so
thank
it's
you.
Amazing. Do you have that one real quick, Tommy? The congratulations song? We'll go to that. And while he's playing that, while you're talking, so you are also in the business of health and beauty. And tell us what you're doing.
Well, I'm going to graduate to be a holistic health coach in 2021. And
well needed today.
Yes. And I'm working with circulation therapy, and I'm working with CBD. So I'm helping a lot of people. And I'm just out there just really in the masses right now, just talking to people and educating. It's so important to educate on CBD.
Right.
Very important.
And then she's going to come back with a half-hour show pretty soon as well.
Yep.
And you're live on Facebook on Monday nights, is that right?
I am. Carrie K. Davis. I'm so easy to find. And
okay.
I'm playing guitar.
You play guitar?
I'm learning.
Oh,
I've been learning. I'm starting to learn. Yeah, I'm starting to learn again. I have a couple guitars. And
well, can you sing something for us?
I can. Yeah, I definitely...
Yeah. Michael does.
So this song is really near and dear to my heart because of everything that I've been through. So.
And did you write it? Or?
No. It's by Lauren Daigle, but it's just awesome. So.
All right, Carrie's gonna sing. You have music in the background. Are
yep,
we ready?
We start the music.
Okay. And this is Tiki Talk, and you never know who's gonna be on. Beautiful music.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
Am I more than just a sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, 'cause I need to know. Ooh, cause you say I am love when I don't feel a thing, and you say I am strong when I think I am weak, and you say I am held when I when I don't belong. Oh, you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. Yes, Jesus. 'Cause you, I find my worth in you. I find my identity. Ooh, 'cause you say I am love when I can't feel a thing, and you say I am strong when I think I am weak, and you say when I have fallen short, when I don't belong. Oh, you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say to me. I believe, yes, I believe. Oh, God, I'm taking all I have and I'm laying it at your feet. 'Cause you have every glory, God. You have every victory. Ooh, 'cause you say I am love when I can't feel a thing, and you say and you say I am held when I have fallen short, and when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours, and I believe, oh, I believe what you say.
Talent on the last show, and so she's going to be expecting your demo, so she'll see this as well. So that was really amazing. They call in and we get the talent over to them as well.
We have some more talent that just came in the door.
I do. Cassie's guest just came in as well. Cassie's going to get her guest in here as well. Carrie, tell everybody where they can write you, go to your website, and everything you're doing. And paparazzi jewelry, you just gave everybody gifts.
I just gave everybody gifts with paparazzi. I do a little bit of that. You know, I do a little bit of everything. I wear a lot of hats. I sing. You know, you can find me on Facebook at Carrie K. Davis, CarrieKay Davis. And I would just love to sit down and talk with you guys, free consultation with a holistic health coach.
Very amazing. And so get ready. She'll have her own half-hour special. She'll be back on Tiki Talk as well. And she's going to have some fun with that title this year as well.
And we're going to be on TV, Living a Healthy Lifestyle.
That's right. We're working with Bobby Kent in Miami with Nighttime Miami TV show. He offered her own half-hour half-hour show. So in the meantime, we're live on the air, everybody, and we're about to bring in her guest as well.
All right, guys, take care.
So they're talking over here behind the scenes. So whatever you just said is live on the air, guys. I think they're switching glasses here. Thank you for joining TikTok, and we've got an amazing singer that just came in as well. Carrie, you're going to pop over here. And I've been seeing so much of you around the town, and you want to take over?
Go ahead, just for a second.
So I am Dawn Reese, Tiki Talk, and this is of ladies we have guests together. And Chrissy and Steve are having a ball over here. I don't know what they're saying, but whatever they said was just live on the air.
So you never know. Steve Rodman.
Yeah, Steve Rodman. And go to Steve Rodman and check him out on YouTube. Now, who is this beautiful lady? Tell everybody who you are.
Hi. I'll let you introduce yourself.
I finally made it here. Yay. I had the wrong address, and I'm driving around in circles saying, oh my God, why? I pulled up to the wrong building, and I'm looking around, and people on the street are looking at me like, okay, who's this?
Hey, lady.
Where did you go? What area?
I don't know, a couple miles down the road.
Well, oh, dear. A couple more studios down the road.
Yeah, too. Well, no, yeah. It was the wrong address that was typed in. We won't
Cassie?
Say who did it. We won't say who
I
did
will,
it.
Cassie.
No reason to
I take the blame. Chrissy saved the day because she had a guest, and it's all good.
Yes.
It's all good.
It all worked out.
Phenomenal. I listened to your YouTube earlier.
You might have found some singers in here, too, for your band.
She is phenomenal.
You never know.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So how long have you been singing?
I have been singing for, do I have to tell? Because that means I got to tell you how old I am.
We're old, too. Don't worry.
But we're among friends, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
Well, since like the mid-80s, let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So,
now, are you singing live, or are you singing, do you want your CD played?
And how
old
were you when you started singing?
Yeah, like six.
Gotcha.
Well... should I tell you the truth or should I tell you what? It was before I was born.
I was
long
born,
after.
Born to sing.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I have been singing for probably 35 years.
Okay.
I started doing talent shows when I was 15 years old.
Nice.
And then I kind of just, my dad helped me get into it. He had a couple of friends around the area in Tampa that did piano bar and that kind of stuff.
Nice.
And they would invite me to come in and just learn to do what I'm doing, you know? And I just progressed from there, kept going, joined my first band.
Did you have lessons?
No, I did not. Self-taught.
That's fabulous, then. Okay?
How many followers do you...
Because once I need lessons, they need to learn their range, okay? Your range is fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How many followers do you have? I heard pretty hefty.
She has 1.7 on the one video that I watched, and that was about the good-looking guy.
Oh. Well, on our Facebook page, we have a couple thousand followers on there.
Right.
Our one music video that we do have, that one has gotten over 100,000 views on
YouTube.
Nice. 1.7.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
It's got 105,000 views. And I'm sure that's not anything to do with the fact that we got FTW heavyweight champ Brian Idol in the video.
He's hot.
Yes. If you're listening, Brian, I'm giving you a shout out.
There you go.
And if you girls have not seen Brian, then you need to go check him out.
Check him out on the video.
Yes, on our video. Go to YouTube, look up North and the number 2 South, North to South. He's really something. He is featured in the video. He also has got his own, IG, his own Facebook, and FTWWrestling.com. He has his own wrestling school for anybody that's out there enterprising and wants to learn.
Awesome.
Locally. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, very nice. So what are you going to sing for us? We're ready. So are the drivers, people that are driving home. They're like, I want to hear music.
Right.
I'm listening to the radio station.
We're trying to listen to these old broads.
Oh, I thought she was going to sing.
Well, I can sing if you want me to.
We'd like you to sing and then talk about our books.
I have absolutely no accompaniment here.
Oh, we have another singer over here.
I call it.
We have another singer here.
We can do a cappella.
This is just
on the spot.
No holds barred.
No holds barred. All right. Well, should I sing the song from the video?
You sing what you want. Yeah.
I want them to watch that video because there's a surprise.
They really do.
The video's great. Yeah. I love
the end of it. The video maker that we worked with on that is Thomas Crane of Kill Devil Films, and he is utterly spectacular as far as making music videos go. Mm-hmm. Local musician. He's a songwriter, a music video maker, and he's done some fantastic videos for, some famous bands like Camelot and Eve to Adam and some other ones. He really does out of this world work. So thankfully to him and all his editing work and everything, and we write all the storyboard.
You're giving a show to people.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's a wonderful thing. That's what life's all about. Yeah. Our musicians are dying right now. Yeah. And it's killing me because they haven't been able to play.
Yeah, and it's thanking people that have helped you, and you're doing that as well. What Tiki Talk is about. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I try to plug everybody I can think of that, because you don't get where you're going by yourself.
No, you don't.
That's right.
It's always a team of people.
That's right.
If you have great music videos, if you have great anything that you're doing, in book writing. I'm an author as well.
I heard that.
Yes. You get great book covers and that kind of stuff. It's not something that you just do yourself. These are team efforts of models, photographers.
Everybody.
People in the business. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. So, see, you're all learning this, and you're going to learn about her books in a minute. But, yeah, we want some music. Ready?
Sing for us.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, we don't want to get in trouble for copyrights, because right now we're going through all this crap with the copywriting. So, gotta sing something original. So.
Okay.
I like the way he walks, and I like the way he talks, and I like the way he moves, and forget it when he grooves. He's so fine, must be divine, 'cause when God made him, he didn't spare nothing. Ooh, he's really something. I say that man, he's really something. What? That's all you get.
That's fabulous.
That's a little tease.
Nice.
You go to YouTube and you can watch that video.
And where can they see that video?
You can see it at YouTube, on our YouTube channel. The song is called He's Really Something. Actually,
And what is your YouTube channel they can go to?
Here, let me show you. I'll call it up right now. We'll put it right on the camera.
It's called North South, okay?
North to South. That is our YouTube channel.
There you go, everybody. Check that out. And I don't know. I see a bunch of books there.
Check videos,
romance novels.
I love romance novels.
Have you thought about turning that into a film?
Yes, actually, I have. Here's our video.
It's called The Real Something.
He's Really Something.
He's really something.
That's right.
And
look at that video, everybody. Wow.
Great on it.
Is that your red boots?
I
want
to know who does your
That
red
is my red boots.
Nice. Well, that's super cool. Well, that's what Hollywood Connections has, Tiki Talk, giving everybody connected in the local areas as well. So, very nice to have you here. Cassie, take it away. This is your interview as well.
Sorry, Cassie.
Tell us about your books. What genre and how many you have written?
I just sent it to you.
Okay, this is my other persona, is that I am a romance writer.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay.
On top of doing music with North to South. I've written 7 full-length romance novels.
Yeah, I love that.
In various genres. I have specialized in fantasy and time travel. And the first book that I wrote, I released in 2011. And the book ended up within a couple of years, it went to #1 in time travel romance on Amazon. Oh. To my surprise, as just an indie author. I didn't have, a manager or an agent or anything like that. I just put the book up there and let it go.
Wow.
That's it.
And surprisingly, it went to #1 during the time, like Diana Gabaldon, for instance, talking about, turning books into screenplays and all that. She authored Outlander, which has become the big series on Stars.
Yes.
And the book actually went to #1 during that era when the whole Dragonfly and Amber and the Outlander books were all in the top 10. Mm-hmm. So it was a huge thing.
Wow.
Well, when that happened.
2011, and Outlander is just...
through the roof now. Yeah. And it's through the roof now. So it went to number one during that era. And since that time, I've written 7 books. I've released one every couple of years. And yes, I would love to turn one of my books.
We just had 2 film directors on the last hour.
Oh, yeah, wow. You should have been here earlier.
Yeah, and of course, I was driving down the road in Cassie.
So, right, you'll have opportunity to meet.
So, how long did it take you to write with your first book? I mean, like, a lot of people want to be inspired by you, like me. You know, and Carrie, you've been talking about writing a book.
I am going to write a book.
Right.
Living a healthy lifestyle.
Right. And so, living a healthy lifestyle. So, I mean, what does it take to write a book? How many times a day do you sit down? Or what is your, you know, kind of your...
Well, on my first book,
you know.
And this usually happens, I would say this with all art. When you're writing songs, when you first start writing songs, when you first start writing books or screenplays or anything that you do, the first one that you do, you tweak it and you tweak it and you tweak it. You
always
keep going back and you look at it and you critique yourself because you don't know where you're coming from. You don't have anything to judge by.
Right.
No previous successes.
Great point.
Yeah. So my first book, I had started the manuscript to it like 10 years earlier.
Wow.
And then put it aside and then came back to it, you know, a couple years later. And then finally, in the last couple years before I really released it, I completely re-edited it, updated it, whatever, and I said, all right, now Amazon has this platform where you could, you know, indie authors are able to release books.
Exactly.
So I am doing
timing again.
And it was timing. Exactly. I needed to wait that amount of time from the original manuscript in order to release that book. Mm-hmm. And I was glad that I did because it turned out to be a much better, being a first, you know, a freshman effort, it was much better coming out of the gate that way.
So you published it yourself and everything?
Yes, all of my books are self-published.
Most are, yeah.
Yes.
That's a workshop. You should come on Women in Film to do that.
Yeah. What inspired you to write a book?
I had a few authors that I had read. When I was pregnant with my daughter and when I first had my daughter back in the 1990s, here we go with that age thing again. And she's not my oldest either.
Mine were born in the 70s, okay?
Right? I would sit and read books, and that was when I first started reading romance novels. And there were a couple of really fabulous authors that are huge mega stars even today.
Yeah.
They've won every award there is. Tanya Ann Crosby, for one, and Amanda Ashley. She has been another huge, huge influence. She was one of the first authors that I read back in that day. And I fell in love with the genre, and my grandmother loved to write, and I said, you know what? I really would love to try my hand at writing a story myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And interestingly enough, which is another whole subject, I became a graphics designer.
Nice.
Logos for companies as well?
I do everything with graphics design.
Oh, I need to talk to you.
I need to talk to you too.
We all need your business.
But yeah, I mean,
and appeared on this one, right?
Yes, this book cover, that one is Smoke and Mirrors. That was released 5 years ago.
Nice.
And I appeared on that book cover with Grigoris Drakakis, who is one of the biggest romance models in the world, Greek.
And
I actually did a book trailer with him too, and I was 50 years old when I appeared on that book cover.
Wow!
So, well, girlfriend, you look hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love your cowboy hat.
So does he.
Yeah.
I basically never did I think in a million years back in the 90s when I started reading some of these books, Amanda Ashley in particular. I always loved. I've always been a huge fan of fantasy art. Boris Vallejo, John Buscema, Frank Frazetta, the guys that did fantasy art that was hand-painted fine art for, you know, Conan the Barbarian and Savage Sword of Conan. Yeah. And what got me experimenting with it was I found some of these beautiful imagery and I wanted to try doing some fantasy art pieces, which I did. And then I put them up and decided to try to sell them as book covers. And they started selling.
That's awesome.
And I just started doing book covers and all of my own book covers I've designed. And one day I got a message in my inbox and it said, I was looking at one of the ads you had for a 3-pack of book covers. Are you available to be a book cover designer? Because I need somebody.
Congratulations.
And I I said yes, and then I looked at the name and it said Amanda Ashley, and I said, this How can't awesome. Be Amanda Ashley. I said, it's not her, it's some other Amanda Ashley.
Right.
So I said, are you like Amanda Ashley, Amanda Ashley? And she said, yeah, I'm Amanda Ashley, Amanda Ashley. And I'm like, a step away from the screen and scream for 5 minutes. And I messaged her back, and she said, well, I have this cover I need done. And she said, why don't you design something and show me what you can do? And I said, oh, boy.
You got it.
So I did, and I put this guy that's on my book cover on it, and the book was called The Captive, and I designed a cover for her. She fell in love with it, and she said, oh, my God. She said, let me shoot another one at you. Show me what you can do with this one. And then after that one, she said, well, I've decided that I'm, you know, my other cover designer has to go. And
that's
wonderful. I had a gig designing for Amanda Ashley. And Amanda is like one of the biggest romance writers in the entire world.
That is such an honor.
She is mega
fabulous girl.
New York Times bestseller, USA Today bestseller, every award you can ever imagine.
That's awesome.
And I'm so proud because I got to show you guys this cover I just did. I designed this last week, and it's probably my favorite cover I've ever done for Amanda. That's why I want to show it to you. Hold on one second here. I have to get past all my squirrel pictures.
She rescues as well. She rescues.
Yeah, okay, baby squirrels.
The baby squirrels.
That's amazing.
Squirrels, what about the rest of them?
She's done everything. She's done possums.
This is the Dark of the Moon book cover that I designed.
Gorgeous.
Oh, that's beautiful.
For Amanda Ashley.
That's gorgeous.
And let me get the front so you can see. This is the front.
Wow. Oh,
it looks like a movie poster.
Handsome man on the cover.
This guy right here, this guy is Michael Foster. And Michael Foster is...
Very handsome.
He is a very handsome guy, and he's huge. Michael is like 6'7".
Oh, wow.
And I have met Michael personally many times at romance conventions that we've done. And I've actually been
I didn't know there were romance conventions. Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And I've actually been
Who knew? I'm in love, but who knew?
I actually got to be on a book cover with Mike Foster as well.
Nice. Okay.
For another author, I had designed I did a photo shoot with Mike when I was at one of these book conventions.
Right.
And I had my brother, who costume designs, he designed an entire dress that's a replica of the Deja Thoris wedding dress from the movie John Carter.
Very nice.
Okay. So I wanted to do a whole photo shoot around that, so I got with the lady that does period images. Her name is Vijay Dunraven, and she does some of the most amazing period photography in that. And we did a photo shoot with her, and then I just whipped up this design, just fooling around, and then my friend, author Diana Marie Dubois, she wanted to buy it and put it on her book. I said, okay, I get to be on a book cover. So anyway, that was really a cool experience, too. Mike is he's really up and coming out in Hollywood. He's gotten some really good roles on The Walking Dead and some other really great shows that he's done.
That's amazing. Now, you had some other questions, too, Cassie.
That was number five. And you've already covered that. How did you get into the cover designing? Now, what's your upcoming book? I know you're working on
it. I was getting ready to ask the same thing. What's the next one?
This was the last book I released, called Sundown. 3.5
Wow, look at that cover.
Anyhow.
This cover.
I was just saying, look at that cover.
When I first met Cynthia,
he's hot.
I texted
So wait. Do we need an actor to look like this? Java Brothers.
I contacted Cynthia, and one of the first questions I asked her was, are those men on the cover like real? And she said, Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, they're absolutely real. The guy on the cover of Sundown, his name is Brandon Katz, and yes, I have met Brandon Katz in person, too. Brandon Katz.
Oh, nice.
What happened?
Steve pulled some pictures for you.
Squirrel pictures.
Oh, squirrel lover. Sorry to interrupt.
What's funny, with this cover here, I designed this cover. I was going to sell this. Uh-huh. And I called it, I name every cover I design that I'm going to sell. I put it up, and I had it up for probably, 15 minutes, and I had named it Sundown. I just had to give the cover a name, and I said, oh, my God, that looks like some kind of a vampire bounty hunter. And I'm like,
he's hot.
I'm like, I can't sell this cover. I got to write a story for this. And that's, I actually didn't have a story. I wrote the story for that cover.
Nice. Amazing.
All right, I got another question. Any of your books come from real life imagery? Is that where you get your ideas from? From maybe things that have happened to you, and you understand?
Well, these are romance novels, so I'm going to have to plead the fifth.
Are you married?
Romance girlfriend?
I love that answer.
Are you married?
Yes, I am. So I'm pleading the fifth on this.
So is your husband doing a good job with romance? Obviously, right?
Oh, we're pleading the we're pleading the fifth on that one.
He's got the best, I guess.
Well, that's amazing. It's so honored to have you here, and such an inspiration for people that don't know about romance novels, that they should be reading more of them.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of different types of romance novels that are out there. There's historical, there is Civil War, there's time travel,
there's
sci-fi, there's fantasy.
I see a lot of people on TikTok, they say that they've time traveled. I'm going to bring that up.
Everybody wants to
I don't know.
There's just so many different genres of romance writing, So there's something really there for everybody. The first two that I did were time travel. They're a series book. And then after that, I started dealing in doing fantasy, like shifter creatures. This book here. I have signed copies for you guys too.
Oh my God!
This one is called Blood.
Heck
yeah!
This one is called Blood from a Stone, and this is about a guy who he's kind of a rake. 300 or 400 years ago, and he starts seeing the daughter of a sorceress, an Irish sorceress, and he really, really pisses her off.
Oh, no.
Because he's not supposed to do the nasty with the daughter, and he does. And the daughter loses her magical powers, so the mother is pissed off and curses him. And she tells him he has a heart of stone, and he's about to turn into stone, so he becomes a gargoyle. He awakes up only once every 50 years, and everything changes around him every time he's waking up.
We have gargoyle statues in Wesley Chapel.
Yeah, so this book actually, that's what this is about, and it's his. He knows he's running out of time, and
that
love. I will give you a hint. Love and the magical kiss is just bull. That does not break this curse, okay? This is one of those curses that isn't going to break that easy.
Oh, no!
So, fire burning!
Yeah, so anyway, this book, this one actually was a quarter finalist in the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Awards.
Really?
Oh, congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. And it also was a Roan Award nominee. In the year that I released it. It didn't win, but I was one of the finalists in the Roan Awards for Excellence in Writing.
So what book would you like to turn into a movie?
If I could turn one of my books into a movie, it would be Sundown.
Oh, really? Okay.
Sundown is, if you like the genre of, if you think in terms of like Quentin Tarantino's From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yes.
Meets 1800s, the Old West.
Oh, beautiful.
What I can tell you about this book is that this guy, he is a bounty hunter. He is he's half vampire. His mother died giving birth to him. His father was a vampire. His mother died. He's out hunting a bounty, and I'll just set the story up a little bit for you. And he comes across this gang of really, really bad guys, and they have this little 12-year-old kid that they've been abusing and whatnot. He kills all the bad guys to bring him in for the bounty, and he picks up this 12-year-old kid. And the comedy and the humor and everything between these two, this boy opens up this man's heart. He takes him into town. He's going to find him a place to stay. And they end up at a whorehouse.
And
to get his first piece.
That's
we're on the radio.
We're on the radio, so it's a horse house.
A horse house. A boudoir.
Right.
A bordello.
Bordello is what it was called.
That's right. They end up at a bordello looking for a place to stay, and of course they can't stay there, so they go to an inn. And anyway, that's where the story takes off, and Sundown here falls in love with the madam's daughter.
And that's it's a very Now you gotta buy the book.
So
don't tell them anymore.
Real quick, we have 5 minutes left, and we're gonna end with one of Steve's songs. Whatever song, but you can pull out from there would be great. He's got your CD, right?
Did I give you that one?
Tommy's got them.
Yeah, so we'll end with that, and we gotta go. We only have 5 minutes left. It's an hour. So before we go, I want to thank you for being here, and Cassie,
thank you so much for having me.
For sure.
I do hope y'all will come back.
Yeah, I would love to.
Talk about the band.
It's fun.
Right. Oh, yeah, we could do a band show anytime. Right. I would love to.
Thanks for coming.
And before we go, Chrissy, to my right over here, this one, and she's got her daughter. Tell us about your daughter. She's working with Dave Ramsey.
She has a book. I'm amazed. She calls me a few weeks ago. She goes, "Mom, I wrote a book." And I said, "When the hell did you find time to write a book?" Okay, yeah. The girl works probably 15 hours a day. I don't know how she does it. The book is phenomenal. Dave Ramsey is a friend, and she's been partnered with him for a long time. And it has not released yet. It won't release till November. But they've already put it out, and I got one of the first two or three that were print, so everybody's going, Brian goes, I want to read that. I said, I'm not giving up this one. I'm sorry.
I'll get you one later. So it's called Selling Through Relationship, Why Cold Calling Sucks and Relationship Wins.
She's a broker. She's an entrepreneur. She started as a mortgage broker. At 18.
Yeah, she was at our station here.
Now, is that self-published? Did she self-publish that?
She self-published, yes. Cool. She has one of the girls, I cannot think of her name, she's at the back, talks about your self-publishing.
And where can we buy that book as well?
I believe it's going to be on Amazon as well.
Okay.
It's supposed to be in print by November.
Perfect.
So, very educational and to help people.
Very educational. It talks to you about getting out of debt. More than anything, and working with relationships with your customers, your clients, and this, that, and the other, and whether you have it, because a lot of times, sometimes you meet somebody, you just don't have the right karma together. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
So you really can't work together. Most of the time, you do, and I don't believe there's been too many that I've seen that she hasn't been able to work with, but. I'm very proud, I must say. I think they switched in the hospital. I don't think it was my kid. I think it was somebody else's. Katrina May, I'm very proud of you, my darling. So, and needless to say, they retired her name.
Wow. Amazing. So we've got two amazing. Where can they buy your books as well?
My books are all available on Amazon. You can just go to Amazon, look me up.
Cynthia. Are they Kindle also?
They are available in both Kindle and print editions.
Nice.
And you have to make sure it's the right Cynthia Lucas, because I have noted that there is a Cynthia Lucas that has written some kind of porn edition of
Who knew?
Why not, right?
Who knew? I swear to God, you can't make this stuff up, but yeah, I went and looked
minutes.
And so
that's Tiki Talk.
We would love for you guys to come back and visit us.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I want to thank you for joining Tiki Talk, Tiki Talk and TikTok and TikTok and Facebook,
whatever.
Exactly. And so we're going to end with Steve and Carrie Kay. Thank you for being here as well.
Thank you.
And so we're going to end, and thank you, Cassie, for being here. And Cassie,
Chrissy, Cassie,
me.
Chrissy, Cassie, Carrie. We got Dawn.
Like morning. My mother should have named me Dusk. My mother should have named me Dusk, because I am not a morning person.
No, you're not.
But
I
am becoming.
Name should not have been Dawn.
No, but I am getting better.
You've done better in the morning.
You know why? Because the casino opens up early on Monday.
You've done good. We're going to the casino Monday, so you should be up early.
I wish I would have worn my cowboy hat.
Next week, cowboy hats. All right, let's end with Steve's music. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. I'm Dawn Reese. Tiki Talk with Chrissy Boyles and Cassie Jenkins, Carrie Kay, and everybody.
Safe.
Bye. God bless
you.
Thanks, Tom.
Tommy, you're the bomb.
Thank you. Because he called for his brother.
because he called the earth his mother. They drove him out into the rain. Some people even said,
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.